Good evening, everybody. This is the Pacifica National Audit Committee convening at 8:35 on January 7th, 2019 in our open session. So that was calling the meeting to order. We will take a roll call. And Carol, would you like me to do that? I don't know if you have the list in front of you.
It would be great if you would do it, Eileen. And then because I haven't been, well, I guess I'm pro tem until somebody else does it. So I can call, I can do that if you'd like.
Yeah, if you have the list, then go ahead.
Okay. Adriana Casanez. I don't hear you. Adrian Lavillette.
She wrote in to excuse herself tonight.
She's not. Okay.
She won't be on.
Okay. Me, I'm here. Serene Roberts. Eileen Rosen. Is it Rosen or Rosen?
Rosen. It's Rosen.
Okay.
Yep.
You're present. Eileen Duncan.
No, it's Elaine Duncan, but I'm here.
Yes, sorry. I'm dyslexic and more. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Jaime Gomez or Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Is it Jaime or Jamie?
I'll respond to either one. I normally introduce myself as Jamie.
Okay, Jamie it is. James Sagerton. James Sagerton, I don't hear you. I don't know if I'm saying your name right either. Julie Hewitt.
I'm here.
Great. Ken Laufer. Ken Laufer, I don't hear you. Masquila Washington.
Here.
Great. Paulina Vasilev. Is that right?
She won't be able to make it either.
Okay. All right. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we have a quorum, Madam Chair.
That's great. So we can start this meeting. I'm hoping that Maxie will dial in pretty soon.
And what about Wandrin? Is Wandrin here?
She's not here yet, and I haven't heard back from her. I wrote to her earlier to see if she'd be here. One person told me she was going to be away, that she was away, and then someone else said that she was supposed to be back today.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know.
Okay. And right. Is George? Oh, that's Maxie. Maxie's here?
No.
Is that George, or is that James, or is that Ken?
Ken. Ken is okay.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Right. Ken. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ken. Is George or Scott on yet, or are they coming on?
Yeah, I think they'll be dialing in around 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Well, we're good to go.
All right. Let me look at this. Okay, so we have a pro tem secretary, and that is Carol Travis. And I guess we should select some timekeepers, lay timekeeper. Julie, that
Grace.
Seems to be a Grace.
Oh.
Grace, you'll be timekeeper.
Well, Julie can do it if she likes.
I don't know. You two work it out. You decide.
Do we do two timekeepers, one for like individual speakers and one for where we are on the agenda or a time we allot to one? Is that how we've done it in the past? I don't remember.
We've not really kept time very closely. So I think we've just had one, really.
Okay. I'm willing to do it.
We haven't been very strict about it. Just if, you know, we start getting really late, that's when... Or if somebody's really going over, going on and on, then we might want to call their attention
right.
to that. All right, Julie, thank you. All right, I will read the rest of the agenda. After this, we would have the approval of the agenda. Then updates on the audit, any advances and roadblocks for 45 minutes. Scott and George will join us. Maxie said he would definitely be on and that he has information to share. So, like I said, I hope he dials in pretty soon. The next point would be audit committee policy and procedures on absences, discussions and decisions, just because we had some controversy on this a few meetings ago, so it would be good to resolve it. The next point would be how to catch up on committee minutes, because we haven't received minutes for a while. So we'll get more into that. And then after that, action items, any other new business, and the selection of the next meeting date. Then we adjourn to a closed meeting if we need it and not if we don't. So that's my agenda that I've sent out. Did anyone want to add or change anything?
This is Carol. I have a question. I would like to have an update on whether or not we have to get another waiver and extension of time for the California Attorney General, and if anything's been done on that, if we do need it. I think that Wandrin is the person, although maybe I think Wandrin or Maxie, anyway, I don't know if that's a separate item or a new business item or part of the updates on the audit.
I think it can fit in with Maxie updating us if he does have the information.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Include it in there. Okay. Include with Maxie. Making some notes. Okay. Gosh. Let's see. Is anybody on who can give us any information? No, we're just sailing along tonight here. Maybe we should, since Scott nor George nor Maxie are on yet, maybe we should move to the point about the absences. In the meantime, I will text Maxie and see if he's around.
This is Grace. I have a set of the floor.
Go ahead, Grace.
I think perhaps we should refer the absences issue to the governance committee. I believe that a long, long time ago there was some sort of resolution that there were no excused absences in committees.
It's not a thing in committees. I did see that that resolution, but we had some discussion here, and I think we could set some of our own maybe standing policies or practices, because what happened in one case was that the secretary went and informed an LSB that somebody had been absent and made one attempt to get in touch with that person but wasn't successful, didn't get in touch with me, the chair, at all, and said she was following a policy, but I think we don't want to do things that way by rote. I was thinking we could just make sure that we got in touch with the person and got a response from them before we go sort of removing them from the committee. So I don't know. Do you think we need to apply to governance for, outlining a way to do it, or can we just define that ourselves?
Carol for the staff.
Elaine for the stack.
Okay, Carol and Elaine.
Why don't Elaine, you go first, if you don't mind.
Just in case.
Yeah.
It seems that we had a problem when somebody's out and they don't get in touch with you all to let you know that they can't make it. And it's not an excused absence. It's just notifying the group you won't be there since you can affect what quorum is. I just think we should make a general statement if you're out to notify, either if we have a permanent secretary or our, Eileen to notify them that you're not going to be there and why, so that they have a reason when they get into the meeting just to make a note.
Okay, it doesn't always have to be why if it's a personal reason, or they could say for personal reason.
Yeah, just, you know, I'm sick, I can't come, whatever, just to let you know. Or
yeah.
The secretary to notify both, or send an email to the whole board. We all have the email addresses, do we not?
I think so.
Yeah, because you send out the meeting notes, so we should be able to use those and forward on the notice that you couldn't make it.
The discussion. Oh, go ahead, Carol. I'm sorry. Yeah, this is good.
I had two thoughts that contradict each other. One is that I know there's a concern about quorum, and so that if there is endless absence, then possibly we want to remove somebody on the basis of that it's, you know, that. On the other hand, if somebody has something that we're having a lot of meetings and somebody has like been in a car accident or their husband has cancer and they really want to be on the committee and there's and it's just a matter of, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks. I hate to remove somebody, even if they were absent for 8 meetings, if we had a meeting a week, if you get my drift. So although I understand unless there's a policy, if we remove somebody, it will be seen as, based on are they our vote or their vote or something like that, since there's such a habit of presuming factionalism. So all that is to say... I don't know what I think, and that's why.
My opinion is, the concern about quorum is somebody is continually absent. We get in touch with them and ask them what their intentions are. Are they going to be attending in the future or near future, like the next meeting, or would they like to drop off the committee? And, if they show no intention of being helpful and contributing to the committee, then, you know, we should remove them. But if it's somebody who wants to continue contributing, even if they need, let's call it a leave of absence for a little while, you know, I think we could take it, be a little more lenient. That's my feeling.
This is Grace for the Sacks.
Go ahead, Grace.
I agree with you, Eileen. I think we should just make that into a motion. It's certainly consistent with the policy committees. So how about we just do that? Maybe not even formalize it into a motion, just decide that what you're saying is sensible, and that's how we're going to do it.
And if Eileen, you would write that up and send it to me or send it to everybody after the meeting. And if anybody thinks that it's bad, we could rediscuss it. But I would like to get it in the minutes the way that you said it.
Okay, good. Let me write it up because I'm not good at writing things up while I'm in the middle of a meeting.
Right.
I'll do that.
Great.
So,
thank you.
Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
So I also like this idea. And I think the one thing that we might want to do is if somebody says, okay, I'm sick and recovering and I'm going to be out for, say, 4 months and says, I want a 4-month leave of absence. One question might be, could we then consider the leave of absence as temporarily changing the number of people on the committee, so that which makes it a little easier to meet quorum. And the reason I say that is because we have had a number of meetings lately where we can't really get started on time. We wind up eventually having quorum, but we start late because not everybody gets on right at 8:30 or whatever it is in their time zone. And then that particularly hurts the folks on the East Coast, because then we wind up staying up past our bedtime if the meeting runs long. And so, you know, just as an inducement, I mean, this is just a tiny little thing that, you know, and like
I said,
if somebody says it's a 4-month leave of absence that I'm asking for, then it's just a temporary, you know, reduction of one in the size of the committee. And then it goes back, and quorum goes back to whatever
right.
the standing number is.
Right. Right now, Right now, would it make a difference? Because right now we're 13, so we need 7, right? If we were to decrease by 1 and 12, it would have to be 6 plus 1, so it would still be 7. But I think on principle, it's a good practice.
Or maybe we also have a policy where we revisit the issue if we happen to have multiple people out at the same time.
Mm-hmm. If multiple people are going to be out for an extended period.
Correct. Right, not absences, multiple extended leaves of absence.
At the same time. And let's hope that doesn't happen. Okay, I will write something up, and you know, you guys can add your corrections or whatever, and we'll formalize it, I guess, the next meeting. But I don't know what formalizing it more without putting it into a motion would mean, but we can, again, we can make it a standard practice of some sort. With somebody
else. Can I ask a question?
Of course. Go ahead.
Would we be able to have, say we have our normal 13, that we have 2 standbys that maybe listen in on the meetings, and then if we need them, they could fill in for someone who's on a leave? Can you do that?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No? Okay.
I have no idea. That doesn't sound like something that would fly with the bylaws, but
right.
I don't know for sure.
Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
I don't think it would fly with the bylaws, even though it's a nice idea. Because you wouldn't know which, you know, because there are 5 stations, so which station, da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. So I think it would get messy. And
good
not
point, good point.
Comport. But, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's too bad we can't just think about, you know, people who want to contribute and be helpful, you know, could join us. But I guess it doesn't work that way exactly. Okay, so that is that point. Here's my agenda. All right. The next point will be difficult for us to take up without the presence of the secretary. And she's not here.
Okay.
But I'll say that I've been in touch with, I've sent her a number of emails over the past really couple of months, I want to say, asking for minutes, or also I sent a list of the minutes that I had and didn't have, and if she could correct that or update it, and I've gotten no response. So I'm not sure what to do there, except, well, since after the elections, who knows if the people on this committee will be changing somewhat, and we might need to select different people. And meanwhile, I guess I'll just keep trying to get her attention to get the minutes. so I'm not sure what's going on there. Oh, I was going to try and write to Maxie. I need to get this number out in a second.
Julie to the stack?
Go ahead, Julie.
So, in terms of catching up on the minutes, I mean, there's the set of minutes that Adriana's not delivered, but then there's probably a larger set of minutes that are ones that are sort of going back more in time. Are we worried about some of those? Because we can tackle that without...
Sorry?
I was just going to say, we could tackle that issue perhaps without having Adriana on the line tonight.
Yeah, I think we've got most of the past ones. Let me just send this text to Maxie for a minute. You're joining our meeting. Sorry, guys. Let me see if I can find my notes on what I do and don't have.
I think we did all the stuff to get for the 2017 minutes, I think, for the audit, that we pulled that together. We had a little project and did that, I think.
Oh, right. And I think I put it up on Google Drive. Didn't I do something like that? That sounds familiar?
I don't know. We had them for the auditors.
Yeah, so I think we're kind of caught up with earlier things, Julie.
Okay.
More the later things now that we're missing. But maybe I can find my notes. Let's see, Land Pacific Audit Committee. FY 2018, open. Where's my list? Sorry for everybody listening. I'm sure this is very boring, but give me a second to see if I can find this.
Maybe while Eileen is looking for her list, I mean, okay, so maybe we could craft a plan for, you know, helping Adriana get caught up. And then, of course, she would have to agree to the plan, but... Maybe there are things that others of us can do to help her.
This is Elaine. She has timed off the board, so she won't be able to do the meetings any longer.
But has that already happened? Or are you waiting until you reseat? When is your LSB? And
Having flux. I was told that she had timed off and wouldn't be doing them, but I could be wrong. I don't
know. This is Carol for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's termed out, and she and I have both termed out, but we're termed, you know, the board of directors is the PNB is the governing body, and California, and we've been involved in the LSB we've both been involved for 6 years. What the PNB did, because we've got the election going on, is so that there's a functioning board that as soon as the election is over, those of us who have termed out will be off the PNB. I am now off the LSB, but I'm still functioning in my position on the PNB until, you know, I'm replaced, which should be in a few weeks, you know, with the termination of the election. And Adriana is in the same position. And just because somebody termed out doesn't mean that if they have the responsibility of stuff going back, that they wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be right of them to, you know, do what they said they'd do. And were responsible for when they were in the job. In fact, maybe you'd have more time. You'd have less meetings, you know.
So, I found my list of audit committee meetings from 2018. It only goes through December 4th. I would have to update it a little bit. But let me do that and send it out to some of you so you can see which ones I do and don't have. There was like one that Julie and I owed, but I think we finally got that to everyone. All right, let me say that I will also put that list together and share it with you guys so you can see, you know, if you can help figure out what to do. Or maybe somebody can work with Adriana to help her, you know, put together the notes that she was meant to do.
I have a question. This is Carol.
Uh-huh.
The minutes that I submitted tonight for the December 3rd meeting are very short because I tend to do minutes that are decisional minutes rather than minutes that
that include all the discussion. Yeah.
And that's correct, isn't it? That's your habit here in this committee?
I don't know. I think we've been a little bit one way and then a little bit the other. Some people do the short version. Some people include the discussion. And, you know, sometimes it takes more effort to actually cut things down. If you've got the long versions, you know, it can be hard to cut. But it's not always bad to have the discussions in there. And I'm wondering if that isn't part of why we haven't seen the minutes, because of confusion, perhaps, over what should be in there or not.
I'm laying to the stack.
Okay, I'll just... So I'm, you know... I don't have a hard and fast... I don't have, you know, a solid feeling about this. I don't know what other people think. Elaine, go ahead.
Could I finish?
Go ahead, Carol. Sure.
I can send out a short version. I can send out a longer version, and just for people to consider, if you want. But you guys tell me whether or not just to leave it at the short version.
Okay. My opinion and what we do in our LSB, Robert's rules say you do not put discussions. You put the outcome and the results, but you don't put who said what and when and why. But that is not necessary in your meeting notes. So it's up to how y'all think, but that's how we're handling it.
Okay.
Julie, to the stack.
Julie, go ahead.
So I agree. I think, you know, there's multiple issues here. If you really are trying to produce minutes in a timely fashion, it is really far easier to produce the decisional version of the meeting minutes than the, you know, blow by blow what people said. And I agree, you know, that maybe there's some merit in people having, you know, kind of that longer version just as an informational thing, but it shouldn't, you know, kind of slow down the production of those, you know, kind of decisional version of the minutes. And I agree that that's what Robert's Rules of Order says. And, you know, it's kind of, I think, generally good practice, and it's what helps people get minutes out quickly. And so one thing that we could do, you know, particularly if what's holding Adriana up, and this is just me surmising and filling in blanks since I don't really know, but if what's holding her up is her desire to produce the kind of longer version, then one of us producing kind of a draft for her to start from for the of the short version, you know, might be just the little bit of the nudge that she needs to get going. So, and, you know, I mean, I always take notes at meetings, in part because we do these meetings by phone, and if I didn't take notes, I probably would fall asleep, you know,
yeah,
because there's nobody to look at. So, and I wouldn't be surprised to learn, you know, if other people did something kind of similar. So, you know, it's not like there's nothing for anybody to go on here. It wouldn't be hard for me to do the meeting minutes for probably almost any of the meetings for which we're lacking them. It's not my job because I'm not the secretary, but, you know, I'm making this offer out of, you know, wanting to keep the committee, you know, kind of forging ahead as opposed to, you know, trying to pick a fight with anybody.
This is Grace. Grace for the SAC.
Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
I think we should stick to, for our minutes for this committee, we should stick to Robert's rules, which is just have the motions and whether they, the agenda, and then the motions and whether they were, they, and what the votes were on the motions. Separately, the secretary might want to submit notes, but I think only the minutes that have the motions, the decisions that were made in the meeting should be official and should be approved. One of the main reasons is not just the difficulty with creating the minutes. It's also that people complain when they're misquoted, and being misquoted is going to have to happen if copious notes are taken.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really wastes time in meetings if stenographic minutes with notes, although the notes can be really valuable, but approving minutes with notes in them can really waste a lot of time, whereas the decisions are clear and it's easy to get the minutes approved. That's my two cents. So we can have the notes as separate, and then people can argue, as if they're not official, people who've been misquoted could request that they be corrected outside of the meeting itself.
Carol, for the
meeting.
Okay, let me just finish writing this down for a second, but we could send separately, make corrections outside of the meeting. Go ahead, Carol.
I actually think I'm thinking about this and thinking about the complexities and composition and you know, suspicions and so on in this organization, that we should just do the decisional minutes and leave it at that. No sense. I mean, we can keep our own copies of what people said if we want to, but I think sharing them will get into unnecessary arguments or discussions and time-wasting ones, since it will be about things that happened in the past, and I think we should be mostly focusing on the future. And so decisional minutes, I think, is what we should do. That's my – I'm going
okay.
with the Robert rules and, you know, blah, blah.
Let me ask a question, though. So if we stick to decisional minutes – in the last point, we talked about, you know, sort of making a standing rule about the absences. So that's not exactly a motion and votes.
That would be it, because it would be a standing rule that we decided on, you know.
Okay. All right. So that would still go in.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would.
Maybe should we take a little vote about this, just to make sure we're square? As to whether we would stick to decisional minutes?
I move we go to decisional minutes.
Okay, so that's a motion. Motion on decisional minutes.
Do you want me to I can call the roll.
Sure, go ahead with those of us who are here. Sure.
Okay, so... and I'm typing as I go to keep a record. So I vote, so moved decisional minutes, and I vote yes. So Carol, yes. And that's Adriana and Adrian are neither of them are here. Serene isn't here. Eileen?
I vote yes.
Okay. Elaine?
Yes.
Okay. Jamie.
Yes.
Okay. Julie?
Yes.
Okay. Ken?
Yes.
Okay. Muscula?
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. So it's
you forgot
one...
me, Carol. Grace. I vote.
Grace. Grace. Oh, my God. Grace. How do you vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Which is, I realized it's 10 after 9, and we have some guests on, so we should finish this up and move on.
Okay, so it passed with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses and 1 abstention, and I will list them in the minutes.
Okay,
okay.
Thanks. All right, hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. How is everybody else?
Great.
We're here to know. And is that George who's on with us as well?
Yes, this is George Walter.
Good evening. Hi, George. Yes. Well, everybody, George, you know, definitely doesn't want to be on for a marathon call, and I'm guessing Scott doesn't either, and maybe none of us do. So let us move through. I don't know if between George and Scott, if you want to bring us up to date on how things are going.
I can probably jump in and just speak first because mine's probably a little bit maybe briefer.
Okay.
I basically have I kind of put on our schedule to have the audit start today and run for the next 3 weeks. So I know that George and the Pacifica team, along with Nita, have been working to complete and pull together the remainder of the requested items for the audit. We are probably at 50% would be my best guess in terms of the original requested items, how much we've received to date. And I'll leave it to George. He can comment because I know he's been running into, sounds like, some difficulties based on some emails that kind of went back and forth over the holidays. But having said that, I know from previous meetings I had said that ideally we really needed to have about 80, 85% of that list complete to start. But given that we have time available and given that we do have at least the 50% to get underway, I wanted to go ahead and have the team get started on the audit. So and that's what we've done today. So hopefully I think we've got enough with the stuff that's been provided to probably keep there's four of us in the team, so probably enough to keep us busy for about a week. So I'm hoping, and maybe George can address this, that maybe we'll have more things coming in from Pacifica and from Nita over the course of the next 7 days. And hopefully they can stay just a little bit ahead of us in terms of providing information, and then we can get the most out of these 3 weeks that we've scheduled as possible. So anyway, hopefully... I'm excited to get started, so hopefully that's good news for you guys as well.
Right. Indeed.
Great news for us, yes, for about 3 weeks. Okay, George, do you want to comment on how things are going for you?
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't want to go into detail on schedule by schedule or line by line.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yeah. But Scott's assessment is good. I'm glad that it's even at 50%. There's a few sections that are just about closable that I can upload to Scott's team that will give them a little more to chew upon. But it's really been difficult just getting statements, and I discovered cash accounts that had activity but nothing had been recorded in the books. So nothing was reconciled, obviously, and so we're having to do or redo many bank reconciliations, and in my experience with audit, cash should be the easiest thing and the first thing done, and that's not the case. And so the problem with that is a lot of these errors are and omissions are pretty material, and they affect other accounts, like the intercompany, for example. So I was able to bring in another controller who'd been out on sick leave for a while, and she came back, and she's been a breath of fresh air. She was able to pick up and grind through some accounts that the stations or the national office had been stuck on for months, and she got through in a number of hours. So with her, we're making some good progress. So I'm hoping we can feed Scott's team enough to keep them busy. But it's not going too fast. We split up the PBC list between Wondren and Maxie and myself. Although Maxie doesn't have upload capability, but there's some things that he should be able to obtain. I haven't seen a lot of activity. I get notified whenever anything is uploaded. So we're making good progress on the balance sheet, but in some areas, and Eileen, you're familiar with that, and just getting a bank statement, it's almost like getting resistance from the station. And I got 11 months, and the 12th month had a large withdrawal, and that was withheld from me for 2 weeks until last week finally it came through. It's a difficult situation. We're still looking for statements for an account in from the national office for the FSA account. And it looks like they just stopped making entries there, and I still need the first 3 months of the year just to get a start on that. And keep in mind, this is FY17, so it's not the fact that it wasn't done during the year. It is not a reflection on Wondren or any current people. I'm relying on her to get the to find those bank statements, and then on a flexible spending account, that's restricted cash, and it represents on the other side a liability that the foundation has towards the for the employees, and those reports are unattainable so far. So that's just a sample of where we're at. Almost every account is like that. There's going to be easier accounts, but but without the source information, it's really hard to progress.
Right. But it sounds like you continue to plug through with what you can, and you've got your list of what you aren't able to move forward on, and you're communicating that.
Scott's team was able to pull together some test expenses and test revenue items, and divisions, I should say, have pulled together substantial amounts of that, but there's still some holes that they're working on or owe, and in some cases
they just don't have it, don't have the records. PFW, there's a 3-month area before Annette came on where she couldn't find any records from that period of time. So any samples within that area are probably not forthcoming. So
That's tragic.
So they had a file system an undetermined file system that's left some holes for her. So so we're definitely pushing. I've got the financials good, with the exception of the intercompany, really just between P&O and WBAI and WPFW and KPFK. And so the KPFK is a more complicated one. And that's where my additional controller came in and figured out at least the numbers for that. But since so many of the errors are also errors in the cash account, those reconciliations were not done properly. And so we're having to redo those reconciliations. And the good part of that is that it kills two birds with one stone when we figure out the problem on the cash side, that it does resolve a problem on the intercompany side. So that part's been good.
Great. I'm just taking my notes here.
And George, I wasn't aware that Maxie would be loading stuff up, but I can have him added to the portal to have that access.
I wouldn't expect him to load anything, but there's okay. items that he should be able to obtain for Wondren or myself.
Okay.
And on that final, I'm not sure if he had any deliverables that the initial items were the minutes, and I think we have most of the minutes.
If it changes, and whether it's him or someone else that needs access to load things to the portal, just let me know. I can easily, that's easy to accommodate if you find that's the case.
Yeah.
This is Carol.
Uh-huh.
If you have a list of minutes that are needed from committees or the PNB or whatever, maybe you could send just a list of minutes to us, because maybe we could track down the other, the minutes either from the stations or from the committees or from the PNB or whatever's missing. We might be more able to do that than Maxie, who's just come in, and we know where to go and who might be involved in those minutes and getting those minutes and stuff. If that's helpful. I think just on the minutes, just on the issue of the minute list.
Right.
I lean to the stack of minutes. Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
The minutes that we've been given, but I don't really have and that would probably take a day to go through calendars to figure out what's missing. Maybe
right.
100 pulled those together, so I'm not sure
So we should ask on for the list of what's missing on the minute. Is that a good idea?
She's pulled those. And those conversations go back to October, November. When we were getting those, and Maxie got those from a board member. I don't recall offhand who provided it. Maybe it was you, Carol, and I don't recall.
Okay, I did the audit committee report minutes, but not on any other minutes. I don't know, Grace might have or something. Okay.
I got the finance committee minutes for you guys, but just the open meeting, open minutes. Our Paul also had the closed minutes, but he sent them encrypted. And Scott, I never got to ask you if you and he were able to get together on that. I think I connected you by email.
We did connect by email. I don't think we got much farther than that, but I'll make a note and circle back with him.
Okay. And if not, maybe we can find another way.
The list of national board minutes does look pretty complete.
Good.
Through December of 17. I do see some for 18 up to January. So just quickly offhand for the national board, anything beyond January 18 we would need. And Scott, you probably want those right up to current, correctly? Is that right?
Correct. Yeah, whatever the most recent ones available, and as we kind of proceed through field work, we'll just keep updating them. And to be honest, I'm kind of almost viewing the 17 and the 18 audit sort of running together, and we'll just, you know, draw a line when it comes to presenting the audit reports for the two. But very much in terms of the minutes, we'll just keep asking for those until we issue the 18 audit in a few months.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch what George said. You have the PNB minutes through the end of 2017, but you need the ones from calendar year 2018?
The latest ones I have are January 25th, 18.
Okay. Oh, that's already
From an audit perspective, we tend to look at the minutes through the date of the release of the audit, just because it gives you kind of an idea of what's going on from subsequent events or whatever. So if you guys can just keep working on funneling the minutes to us, I mean, essentially just think of it as we'll need minutes for 17 and into 18 and, you know, quite frankly, into now that we're 19, once we start doing the FY18 audit. So just keep the steady flow of minutes coming in, and we'll be all up to date.
Well, people who are also on the PNB, since your secretary quit some months ago, do you think Nancy Sorden, the PNB chair, should be in charge of getting these together? Or is there somebody else we should ask?
Carol for the stack. I think that Nancy is overloaded with work and has a full-time job and a very sick sister who's blind, who she takes care of. So I think it might be a good project. Maybe I will try and, I shouldn't do this, you know, but I'll try and check and see with Wandrin what minutes we have and what we haven't. And also look on the site. I can look on the website and see what minutes are listed and aren't. And kind of, I could make a list of the PNB minutes. I could make a list of, we've already discussed tonight the audit committee minutes. I could also do the strategic planning committee minutes. And another committee.
I don't think they need all the committees. I think they just need finance, audit, and PNB. Is that right, Scott?
I think that would be sufficient. And, one of the things I've tried to do as we've kind of getting to know each other and I've been talking over the last few months is hopefully you guys get a sense that when it comes to the audit, I try to be very practical. So I will just put it out there as a matter of practicality. It is, I have had clients in my years of experience that do not maintain minutes. it's not the end of the world. So I just, you know, I know you guys do, and I think that's fantastic. But in terms of trying to track down all these minutes, I probably wouldn't worry too much if you don't have every single one in every single format, because I feel pretty comfortable that you guys have been very candid and open with us in terms of the things that we need to know from an audit perspective. So I wouldn't spend an undue amount of time and effort trying to track down things that aren't readily available.
Well, I think that
it's just as a practical matter.
Right. I think, in fact, though, that we do keep minutes, and also we keep minutes because of the CPB regulations. So we are pretty good about doing that.
Okay.
We have to gather them. So, but thank
sure.
you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's more question of where they're filing and finding
okay.
them.
This is
great. Okay, Carol, that would be great. Uh-huh. Who is that?
Grace for the SAC.
Grace, go ahead.
Grace. Yeah, I think Carol and I can work together to try and pull together the minutes, if that's okay
yeah.
with you, Carol.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's good.
And again, you don't have need to ask wondering what we have and don't. What we have is through January 25th, 18, and so anything beyond that date is what we need.
Okay, January 25th. All right, anyway.
Okay.
And I think everything at the committee level, for example, the FJC loan that happened in March or April, I think it closed.
Right.
That was probably in the finance committee. So if those are readily available, that's probably good to have, but I'm sure it was approved at the national board level as well. And so that should be reflected in those minutes.
Yeah, that would be an important one. And Carol and Grace, will you be able to get the closed minutes as well? That
yeah.
wouldn't be on the website.
Yeah,
we yeah that would be helpful. Certainly
yeah.
for any of this financial information and the details on the loans and things. So
yes.
that would be great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we have any more questions for George and or Scott at the moment? Or should we let them go and off to their respective evening activities, or going to... Well, we're all on the East Coast here, so, you know.
This is
late.
Grace for the stack.
Go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, I think we should let them go and ask them to at least give us a written update in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Sure that the audit is on schedule. Everything is going okay. Is that possible? Just a short note.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've been doing, and I've probably been limiting it a little bit more to Eileen, and with the idea that she might forward it on, but I know the email that went out today had everybody on it. But what we'll probably do is update our request list for what we've received probably Thursday into Friday morning. And so I'm happy to send that out and just kind of give a commentary on the progress that we've made this week. As well as
I think it
update.
Would be, yeah, I think it'd be sufficient to just send it to Eileen, and then as long as Eileen
okay.
forwards it to the rest of us, is that okay with you, Eileen?
Yeah, that's fine.
Then absolutely, I can easily do that by the end of the week,
okay.
and then that way you guys have an idea of what we've been able to get through and what additional items have been provided during the week.
Great. That'll be
fact,
very helpful.
Especially now that we're kind of getting underway with the audit. Test work.
Yeah,
I'll just make that a habit to do that towards Thursday, Friday of every week until we issue the report.
Great. And
great.
You know, George, if you have anything you want to communicate, I really don't want to give George extra work since you know he's kind of besieged. But if there's anything you want to communicate, you know, send it to me. You know,
anything that you think that we would that would be of interest to us or that we could help you with. We did have that one other question about the California Attorney General. Who brought that up? That was Carol. I wonder if...
I think actually that is a pension question. Oh, no, that's the audit. I think, do you know, maybe this may be for Wandrin and Maxie rather than you, George. I think we got an extension for filing the audit, and it may have been until November 30th, and we might have to owe them another request for extension. Do you know about that or not, really, out of your bailiwick?
It's a little bit out, but I think Scott addressed that question at the last meeting.
Yeah, I know. I think in some of the... And if I apologize, we've had some weekly status meetings with Nita and Maxie and Wandrin and myself. We've also had, you know, a couple of audit committee calls, I guess, since maybe Thanksgiving. You are correct. There was some correspondence to the California Charitable Trustee, which is a subset of the California Department of Justice, basically just saying that, you know, our target was to have the audit done by November 30th. Just to kind of reiterate, I know my firm's position is that there are no extensions with that statute, but I know it's been a habit, if nothing else. It's been kind of the course of action that Pacifica has communicated its intentions to the charitable trust for the last few years in terms of where they are with the audit. So I certainly don't disagree with the idea of kind of continuing that process. But given that we're now well past November 30th, there probably is a correspondence that should be made. And I think from one of the previous meetings, I think Wandrin and Maxie were sort of spearheading that.
You had with them.
Right. And so I think at the, maybe it was one of the previous audit committee meetings where there was some discussion about, I think somebody had thrown out maybe the idea of trying to have the audit done by January 31st. And I remember, you know, being the auditor guy that I am, saying, you know, it would take us about 4 weeks to do the audit. And so that, of course, is contingent on having 100% of our request items and everybody being available for a follow-up and so forth. So I would say, given that we're on January 7th right now and we don't have 100% of the request items, we are getting started, but I fully anticipate that probably in a week and a half, we the auditors, are going to get to a stopping point and it's going to be a little bit of a wait and catch up. But one of the things that I would say is that, and my advice to Maxie and Wandrin was, is whatever date that you decide collectively to make that next extension request, so to speak, is that it's far enough out in the future that you're not finding yourself in a situation to have to go back and make a third request. Okay. So at this point, I would say where we are starting the audit, what we have, some of the things that George and Nita have communicated that they're working on, I would say that realistically that the audit will not be issued prior or completed prior to the end of February. That would probably be the target timeline that I would be communicating to anyone externally.
Okay.
So,
you know, because I mean, we will try to get the audit done as quickly as possible. I know George, Wander, and Maxie, we're all on the same page with that. But I do think it's important for the sake of the organization's credibility just to kind of build in some cushion into that. So I wouldn't recommend that you put a commitment date any earlier than the end of February.
So go ahead.
If I should communicate with Maxie and Wandrin and ask them if they have been in touch, if they've followed up on that, or and if not, encourage them to do so and, you know, with that date,
We were supposed to have a scheduled weekly meeting today. It got postponed until tomorrow. I'm happy to kind of touch on that, but I also think you're probably in your role as the audit committee. It wouldn't be a bad idea for you to also kind of maybe, you know, send them an email and ping them on that.
Okay,
but
thank
we can hit them on both fronts, and then that way
they'll
be on their radar screen.
Okay. Carol for the stack.
Go ahead, Carol.
I hate to say this, I don't want to take the pressure off of ourselves, not you. I know you guys are doing what you can. I think it would be smart to do later than the end of February, but maybe.
All I meant to imply was that I would not, or end of February would be the earliest that I would commit to. I think it's a good idea to, what is this saying? under commit, over deliver. Maybe I'm
right. But if you suggest tomorrow in the meeting, the end of February, that's what the request will be. And I'm just suggesting that you and George think about what you think might be a good idea, and then say that date rather than anything less than that. That you said about, you know, let's not ask third and fourth and fifth time, et cetera.
Right. No, your point's well taken. And George and I, we can talk about that because I think, you know, I know what we've received and I feel pretty confident about our ability to get through what we're getting. But I know George and Wandrin and Maxi, they have the kind of the piece of the puzzle that I don't know quite yet. And that is where they are and where they think the remaining items when they'll come in the timeline. So, we'll work through that and, definitely we'll try to come up with a date that it sounds like maybe sometime in March would be the probable date.
Okay.
At least for the sake of correspondence, we'll shoot for something as soon as possible, but at least for correspondence sake.
Right.
Because one of the things that I'm kind of a little focused on, and I don't want, and I think your point was well taken. I mean, we don't want to put a date that's so far out there that internally we think we've got breathing room, because I'm already kind of thinking ahead to, you know, the fiscal year 18 audit is going to be due by the end of June.
Right.
And so if our goal is to ultimately get caught up with that audit, We don't want the 17 audit to get pushed so far back, because I know there'll be some time required to kind of get ready for 18 and get through that as well.
Right.
But maybe I'm getting too far ahead of myself.
I don't think so.
But anyway, we'll talk to Maxine and Wandrin about that tomorrow. And Eileen, I'll shoot you an email and just let you know what came out of that. Just so you guys
That'll
have
be
that much. Before the end of the week update.
Okay.
All right.
Great. Really helpful. Thank you.
All right. If you guys have any other questions, feel free to email me. And I'm going to take advantage of dropping off the call. And I hope you guys are able to do so shortly. And have a good evening.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, George. And we'll be in touch.
All right. Sounds good.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks very much. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. They have both dropped off. So I think we have gotten through our entire agenda. Yeah.
We have to set Grace.
The next meeting. Yeah. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, I suggest we have another meeting in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from tonight.
Mm-hmm. That works for me. I can put that on the schedule.
And put it open and closed, just in case we need it closed?
Yeah, that's what we usually do, 2 weeks from tonight. Okay, do we have any, I don't think we have anything for a closed meeting tonight. Does anyone else have anything? Going, gone. All right. I think we are done.
Thank you so much, Eileen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So we are adjourning the meeting at 9:45.
All right.
So thanks to everyone else, and you'll be hearing from me with our various little tasks. And we'll see you soon.
Great. Okay? Thank you.
Good night, all.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.